Find ourselves in the Tashlumim days after Shavuos, as we reflect on our Aliyah from the Yontiv and try to take it with us. It's easy to be swept into the enthusiasm of Zman Matan Teresenu, and over the Yontiv of Shavuos renew our Gishmak and Torah. But now we are tasked with finding ways to hold on to it. Most people are able to be Ya'aleh Bahar Hashem, but the real test is Miyokum Bimkayim Kotshe. Who can actually maintain that Aliyah and keep it going throughout the year? The Hasidish Svarim say how the biggest Avodah of Shavuos is not on the Yontiv, but after the Yontiv, through Shuvah El Aleichem, taking all the inspiration and commitments back home with us. I would like to share a fundamental Ha'ara that can shed light on our entire approach to Limud HaTorah. Parshas Nasi discusses the responsibility of the Levim to transport the Mishkan. The Torah tells us that although most of the Mishkan was transported using wagons, the Orein needed to be carried on the shoulders of the Bnei Kohos. As it says, Bakosei Viso. The Gemara in Seita tells us that David HaMelech actually made a mistake and transported the Orein with a carriage. And the Gemara explains that this was a reaction to the fact that David HaMelech referred to Torah as Zmiris. As he writes in Tehillim, Zmirois Hoyu Li Chukecha Bebeis Megurai. David HaMelech described how in his most vulnerable moments, running away from his enemies, the Torah was like Zmiris that provided comfort. David HaMelech was faulted for referring to Torah as Zmiris. The Gemara quotes the Eibishter saying, Divrei Torah Shekosov Behen Atoif Einecho Boi Veineno Atokoyrei Oysan Zmirois. Hareini Machshilcha Bedobar Shafilu Tinoike Shavis Rabin Yoidin Oysoi. It's clear that there was something very fundamentally disturbing with David referencing Divrei Torah as Zmirois. And as a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him err in the halacha of Bakosev Yisoh. Many parts of this chazal need explanation. First of all, what's so wrong with calling Torah Zmirois? Isn't that a positive praise worthy to mention? The beauty of Torah and its ability to bring comfort and solace to one's unsettled frame of mind. If so, what's the grace aveira of calling Torah Zmiris? Also, what was the midah keneged midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded with making David forget the halacha b'kosev Yisoh? Lastly, what is the emphasis that he was made to forget something that even tinoikesh b'sirabinyo? What was the subtle message in making David HaMelech aware that he was missing something that even Cheder Yinglech know? It is possible that Chazal are teaching us a very important lesson in our approach to Limud HaTorah. Often we observe Big Talmid Chachamim, we see their incredible Avas HaTorah, how Torah is the most exciting occupation. They could literally lick a Tesvis. That's how intensely they enjoy the Ziskait of Torah. We think to ourselves, that's what it's all about. It's about Cheshkes HaTorah. And if we enjoy Torah so deeply, and it's our most exciting pastime, then automatically we'll do nothing but learn all day and night. And that is the secret to our relationship with Torah. Just love it, and everything else will follow. The Panovich Rav famously pointed out that we find two very distinct references to Torah. One pasuk says, "Ve'ato kisvu lochem es hashira azos," but there's another pasuk, "Torah tziva lanu Moshe." The first pasuk very much stresses the shira, dynamic of Torah, the ziskait, the cheshkes haTorah, and that is a vital element in our relationship with Torah. We need to learn out of desire. We need to open the blat gemara because we are thirsty and we can't wait to enjoy a geshmak haTesis. We need to get intoxicated from our Reb Chaim Brisker's tudinim and taste the tifkeit of a sras emes. But we cannot forget there's a whole different dynamic in our relationship with the Torah that's just as vital, and that is the other pasuk, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, the mandate to learn Torah, the shibud to Torah, the requirement to learn that does not hinge on our geshmak in Torah. We need to learn even when we are not in the mood, even when the sugya seems too hard, or we have a hard time relating to the sugya, or we're even distracted by a different, more enticing shira. We need to remember we need to learn because of the obligation as well. This idea is often confusing when we see Gedolei Yisrael and we see their overarching Avas HaTorah and we conclude, oh, that was the secret. That's how they reached their Madrega and Torah. The storybooks often stress that aspect, because it usually comes with some very spectacular stories describing that aspect. But truth be told, it's only half the story. The other half is no less pivotal, and that is the steadfast commitment to learn every possible moment with a consistency and a devotion that supersedes one's avos haTorah. The Panav Yisroel teaches us that Torah is far more than a mitzvah. It is a relationship, and it therefore follows the science of every relationship that requires passion and commitment. There's no question that Torah is geshmak and can have a tremendous impact on a person and lift his spirits and invigorate his mood. And that is what David very fervently expressed in the pasuk, Zmiris ha'iluchukecha b'beis megurai. David HaMelech very vividly is describing this aspect of Torah, which provided that pick-me-up feeling in his most trying and vulnerable moments. But evidently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that means of expression of David HaMelech intimated that Torah is nothing more than an alcoholic's bottle, that we learn Torah for its geshmak alone and the pleasure and comfort that it provides. This is, of course, a very true element in Torah, but it is a very grave error to limit Torah to that alone and forget the very fundamental aspect of our Shiva LaTorah. Torah is so much more than a geshmaka pastime and something that provides intellectual stimulation and the calming effect that a Seder comes along with. Torah requires a tremendous commitment and total subordination, both in our devotion to dedicating every free moment and our total subjugation in making every effort to understand the most esoteric chokhma eliyona that Torah represents. That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rebuke to David HaMelech. Have you reduced Torah to a geshmak, a song? Torah is the most fragile of chokhmas that requires every ounce of mental effort to both understand the Torah and maintain the relentless consistency that Limud HaTorah requires. Mida keneged mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made David HaMelech err in this very aspect of Torah, allowing the ordering to be transported in a wagon as opposed to on the shoulders. This was not just Shalai Kedin, but reminiscent of the Yisoy that David HaMelech needed chizik in. The Aron which represents the Torah is not just a geshmak azach that we take along with us, but it's something that we need to carry on our shoulders. We need to undertake the responsibility of Torah and literally feel its weight and carry it on our shoulders with the full allegiance that comes along with our relationship to Limud HaTorah. In this light, we could add a whole new dimension to the emphasis of being Machshel David, B'dover Shafilu Tinoike Shabbos Rabban Yoidim. The emphasis of it being something that even children know was not a means of shaming David, that he was missing something so obvious that even little children know, but rather driving home the essence of what was missing. It is true that people after years of learning Torah can get very attached to Torah, where they're so excited with the geshmak of Torah that they could lose sight of the other fundamental aspect of Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message to David HaMelech was, yes, you have reached an unusual madrega of geshmak in learning, and you relate to Torah as your favorite pastime that keeps you afloat, but you're missing in your shibur and achrayis to Torah, says the Eibishter, you're missing the aspect that even a Cheder Yingle gets. The classical Cheder Yingle has not yet reached that true Ava, v'cheshkas haTorah. But the one thing he does understand is the Shibud haTorah, that he needs to go to school, that he needs to sit in class and learn till the bell rings, even if he has no Cheshik. That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message to David. Yes, you love Torah, and it's your song. It's the lyrics that carry you through your life. But what about your chashivos for the Shiva LaTorah that expresses itself in the aura needing to be felt as a perpetual load on your shoulders? This is a concept that even a child relates to. There is a critical lesson here that can greatly alter our approach to Limud HaTorah. There are days that Ahavas HaTorah will motivate us to learn. In fact, the sheer Cheshkas HaTorah could possibly propel us to learn even when other responsibilities of Parnosa v'Tzorchei Tzibur might exempt us. But we can never rely on that motivation alone and reduce Torah to a geshmak azach that we engage in when we could enjoy it. But rather, just like every other relationship, needs to come with loyalty, faithfulness, and dedication, even when we don't specifically feel the geschmack or competing with other luring distractions. As we try to take our Shavuos Hisayiris with us, we must remember that there are two very distinct aspects to our Libra Torah that are both equally crucial to having a healthy and complete relationship with the Torah, which in turn will be'ezer Hashem create a real dveikus in the Noisen HaTorah. A guten Shabbos.